This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Truly the most unique gun shop you will ever see online or anywhere, really. I'm wanting to go out there and hang out wherever they've got all this stuff because I want to see it. And if I do it, I'll film it. Now then, I want to make, 50 states. 50 states is a nice round number. But I want to do a little trading. I want to put Hawaii on the block. Maybe we could trade Hawaii for Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is just itching to become a state. Maybe American Samoa. I served with a bunch of American Samoans when I was in the military. Great soldiers. Hawaii is a well-known paradise for surfers and tiki enthusiasts and Dog the Bounty Hunter and anyone looking for an exotic vacation. And now, for the anti-gun left, it is a paradise. Because the Aloha State has put together the first national database of their state's gun owners. They populated the first part of a central database, laying the foundation for the confiscation of firearms. The left is not after a nation without violence, but a state with absolute power over the nation it is meant to serve. The legislation authorizes county police departments in Hawaii to enroll firearms applicants and individuals registering their firearms in a criminal record monitoring service, according to the governor's office. The service is called the RAPBAC system, a service of the Federal Bureau of Investigation that provides continuous criminal record monitoring, according to the governor's statement. The service notifies the agencies when a firearm owner is arrested for a criminal offense anywhere in the country. This will allow county police departments in Hawaii to evaluate whether the firearm owner may continue to legally possess and own firearms. Now, wait a minute. Is this losing due process if you get arrested for something and they're monitoring it and they come and take your guns, have you lost due process? Hawaii already has a registration, making confiscation easy should someone be flagged in the system. This legislation, which has worrying implications for due process as being arrested before a crime, is by no means the same as being tried and convicted of one, reveals just how easy confiscation is once the government has a list of registered gun owners. But registration paving the way for confiscation is just part of the left's three-pronged attack on the Second Amendment. The second part is to drive to make firearm ownership prohibitively expensive for the consumer, and firearm production prohibitively expensive for the manufacturer. They would like to mandate the use of the smart gun technology, so they can make the average firearm far too expensive for the typical consumer. All of this, by the way, is part of the long game. This is part of the long game of gun control. Taxes on gun and ammunition have also been proposed. But Likewise, taxes on the make and sale of guns could discourage manufacturers from operating. Firearms manufacturers are also a target of legislation that would provide the legal ground for liability lawsuits and gun deaths, resulting in lawsuits that could drive them out of business altogether. Hillary Clinton, pantsuit Clinton, she supports that kind of stuff. The third part of the left's assault on the Second Amendment, it's its reliance on this activist judiciary, which is why the Posner story was in my show prep together with everything else today. Lower courts have issued stridently anti-Second Amendment rulings for years, but these are often challenged and often defeated. But that's a changing too. Relying. And I don't mean this to be, you know, I don't want to be oversimplistic here. Relying on the government to allow you to have a means to say no, counting on their good nature to allow that to happen, is stupid. Okay? Now, I say this, and I'm not concerned with it, because the real power of this country lies with the people. It always has laid with the people. It's never been about the government or the police or the military keeping the peace here. We keep the peace here. We keep the peace because we are peaceful. There's far too many of us for them to stop. And it doesn't have to mean all the gun owners would do it. It wouldn't take all the gun. Certainly all the gun owners are not going to do it. But if, 5% of the gun owners are doing it, that's the largest mass of people fighting in a conflict anywhere on the planet. That's half the total military strength of in the entirety of World War II, 5%. The hunters of Wisconsin are one of the largest armies on the planet. So their best chance at dismantling the Second Amendment is through control of the Supreme Court. If they get that, for those that are going to say, well, I'm going to have to stay home, can't vote for Trump. If Hillary Clinton gets control of the presidency, she will get to appoint 4 Supreme Court justices, and all of you staying home, not voting, will have been part of the precipitation of the next Civil War. Because it will come to that. Because they will try to strip us of our Second Amendment rights. While they're making their habitual appeal and desire for peace and an end to violence, they precipitate violence all the time. All the time. So, Hawaii is a peace of the long game of gun control. The long game of gun control is to outlaw them, confiscate them, and make them to where nobody can get them. Period. Which means that would also be a national security blunder, because nobody's going to make guns just for the government. I'm sorry. These things are durable goods. If that were the case, there would only be one gun company in the United States today, and that'd be FN, maybe with the help from Colt. And whoever else is going to make the handgun. And that would be it. But that's not the case, because there's a burgeoning, hard to track, no matter what you may think. But Bill, they have 4473s. They have about 360 million of them. Go ahead and try to count those and find all those guns if you want to try. The ATF only has, I think, about 7,000 agents that actually watch the FFLs. They only get looked at occasionally. Being asked, wouldn't any smart gun law have to have a grandfather clause? You would think so, but what they would probably want to do is try to get it to where everything had to be retrofit to become a smart gun, which is physically impossible to do and still put it in a holster, for example. But coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about getting past the bling, because we all need to be training. This is Lock and Load.
man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
the weapons you want without any delays.
Truly the most unique gun-selling entity on the web. Check them out. I heartily encourage it. Now then, I just want to throw this out there, simply because I'm being asked this or told this and all this other stuff. So let's throw this out there. Hillary Clinton, pantsuit Clinton, let's say she becomes president. She gets to load the Supreme Court. We have run out of options. It is time to go. There's no more talking. We failed at the ballot box. Now we're going to have to stand on the ammo box. It would begin, okay, I've done this before. It would begin with a bunch of NRA board members being arrested at their homes and being declared as terrorists. The ones who were not home will go into hiding. Now, mind you, that the Special Forces Association has recently rebuked a bunch of military generals who decided to be gun controllers for profit. And they've warned the president of what they will do should the Second Amendment be attacked. That's the no longer active duty Special Forces Association. In the event that we had, you know, that the Second Amendment were repealed and all guns were ordered to be turned in and everything, Special Forces one day will wake up and Fort Bragg will be deserted. Spec Ops Command will be gone. There will be a letter that was emailed to the Pentagon from the chief of, you know, the special operations chief, telling them, I resign my commission, but I'll be seeing you guys soon. From there, once they begin to spread out and once all of the military veterans come out and everything else, there will begin to be pockets of resistance forming in very, very close proximity to each other. Various red states will simultaneously disavow the federal government, while all kinds of constitutional sheriffs will be deputizing their citizens. The president, law enforcement for the most part, will continue to function. They just simply will not do anything unconstitutional. The military, there may be some that say that they're going to saddle up. Most of them, they're not going to follow these orders. Everybody that's in the Secret Service will be called back to the United States. Very shortly, out of nowhere, pockets of individual citizens will show up in the places bordering Washington, D.C. And then the Special Forces will come out of hiding. When Obama runs, or Clinton, when she runs to Marine One, to the helicopter to make it to Air Force One, Marine One will hit it, but it'll begin to circle. And it will bring the president back to the White House, and whoever the vice president is, who will now have been sworn in as the new president, they will be tasked with arresting the president for treason. All of Congress will be looking at the citizenry and the military, wondering if they still have a job, wondering if they still have freedom. It won't be as bloody or as terrible as a lot of people would make it out to be. Because there's just too many of us, too many veterans walking the streets today that are still semi-viable. Some of them, like me, are out there saying, hey, I gotta stay viable. And we're working on it. But, you know, what I'm telling you is that the United States government, nor any government, has the logistical and combat capability to come into this country and to take it. They certainly could try. There'll be some. Bill, what about the UN? Well, who do you think the UN is? Who do you think NATO is? The European Union has been talking about putting together an army to actually defend the European landmass. That would be a refreshing change, because when I was in NATO, we were NATO. The United States was NATO. Even in Germany, the Bundeswehr was just a token force. They rode around in the shiniest APCs I've ever seen in my life. They had time to make all of their equipment look brand new and beautiful because it never got used and it never got trained with. Who do you think is the class act of the world? That would be us. Sure, Obama has hamstrung the military. What's he going to do? Send out the transgender brigade? Send them out by all means. Let the women in the, you know, bring them. It's a losing cause. The only thing they can get, the only thing they can possibly take from us is that which we give to them. So we don't have to put up with this, though. We don't have to go through this, these twists and turns. We can try to arrest the development that is in the country by not letting Hillary be the president. And then some other fundamental changes have to happen. But it doesn't start and end with the election of a president and the Congress and everything else. It starts with that, and it never ends. It never ends. You constantly have to be on the phone, because these guys work for you, and you've got to remind them of this. If you're not going to be an activist that way, then you may end up having to be an activist the other way, which is taking up a weapon, getting out and doing things that, you know, they're not as glamorous as they seem. They're not romantic. It's not cool. It's horrific. And unfortunately for the United States, there's a lot of us guys that trained to be very horrific. They're still walking around today. And we look at what this nation is becoming, and it causes us great pain. And I'm ready to lash out if that's what it takes. But don't for one second think that Supreme Court justices and judges and laws and all that, that's not the end. That might just be the alarm being sounded for all of us to come out there. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Studio, this is Walking Low. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
This is truly the most unique gun shop you've ever seen online. Feel free to check them out. Where is my cursor? There it is. The drama of live radio. Anyway. Sad revealing fact. Most gun owners have never taken any training. For gun culture 1.0, that probably might have made some sense because a lot of us grew up using a gun for hunting or using a gun in the military or something. Maybe it made sense when firearm habits and skills were handed down from generation to generation. But times have changed for most gun owners today. Now, learning to handle a firearm is critically important for gun culture 2.0, whose gun ownership is centered on self-defense. They don't want to learn that skill on their own. And they can't learn from the larger culture either, since most of what they know about violence and armed self-defense came from Hollywood. Hollywood is wrong, but they'd rather buy a shiny new gun than take a training class and get dirty. It's time to do better because they're learning that they're dealing with life and death and their family's safety. I don't own a lot of guns. I don't own a lot of guns at all. And I was reading something in the chat room. Sorry. Sometimes it is better to buy bullets and go out and shoot them than it is to get something else to shoot them with. What works is always going to work.
hardware is not going to make you a better shooter. If that were the case, then everybody would be a pro golfer on the PGA tourney right now. They would be all on the tour right now because the new golf equipment comes out every year, and you know, a guy that slices with a $300 driver can go out and buy a $500 driver and slice longer. So it's not about the equipment. It's about what's behind the equipment. Now, there are a lot of gun salesmen who will encourage your hardware fantasy. Wiser salesmen don't and won't. These people are typically, they would be friends or good advisors who want you to go out and bring other people to their gun shop, not because they're pressuring you all the time to buy a new gun, but because they give you a good deal and good advice. They want you to help them develop the local gun store. They want to satisfy your need, but what most customers need is to develop skill. And this takes training and practice. And the good salesmen that are plugged into the firearms community and know which trainers to recommend are a boon to the business. Learning isn't easy. You have to have a certain character to go somewhere and be able to learn. You've got to be able to let go of your ego, which for some people is quite the chore. But without being able to do that, then your development of a new skill or your perfection and refinement of current skill, it becomes a problem. Because you have to let go of your vices, okay? Of your bad habits, of your bad grip, of your bad trigger impulse. All of that has to be released so that you can adopt new and better technique. Then once you've had that technique introduced to you, then you need to keep going and practicing that until it becomes the vice, until it becomes the second nature. The point of education is to learn, and you can't learn and stay the same. Now, for some people, that would excite some people to think, I can improve. For some people, that can be very nerve-wracking, because they're going, can I improve? For a lot of people, they attach their self-perception and self-worth to what they think they may know. And the more you know, the more educated you become, the more questions you have, the more pertinent questions. Good instruction teaches you about things that you didn't imagine to begin with. Some of these things can be, why didn't I think of that? It can be painful. Some things can make you think, I'm just not practical, whatever. The point is to learn. The other thing is that, you know, none of us are Annie Oakley. We're not that good. I mean, Dr. John Dean, who's in the chat room, John Morris, who wrote this, Rob Morris, rather, they were just up taking a class with a guy named Paul Carson, who told them that we train to develop new habits and skills. These are two guys that are pistoleros up there in their own right, okay? They don't do it as a profession, but they are very, very proficient, and yet they traveled to Cleveland, Ohio to take a class. We are all ordinary in this regard. Gun owners would rather fantasize that their gun will keep them safe than train. And, you know, if you actually go out and train, you don't have to really even examine your gun fantasy too closely. Vulnerability makes everybody uncomfortable. The good news, one of the problems that I was having when I was trying to get back my shooting mojo was I realized that I was not ready for self-defense. I'm carrying a gun, and I'm not ready for self-defense. And I got lucky because a SWAT officer here in the locale who listens, he's in there right now, Raven One, he hooked me up. He took me out, and he let me have the training. He let me practice. He let me get out there and go at my own pace. He put me through some drills that made me work the toolkit, and it worked. It worked out. Now I feel like I am better. But that doesn't mean I'm done. That doesn't mean I'm finished. If you go to a martial arts class and you get your black belt, that doesn't mean you quit working out. That doesn't mean you quit going and practicing your skill. This is a martial art. Gunfighting is a martial art. So there's a lot of questions out there. How do you get better? How do you know what to practice? What should you do if you find yourself having problems? all viable questions, but at the same time, there's answers out there. And the answer is to go and train. Go find a class. Go find somebody that knows what they're doing, like with Raven. It wasn't a class. It was one-on-one. So I was really lucky. I was really lucky to find him. But beyond that, go out there and start working it. Because this is a discipline that, with practice, you can become very adept and very proficient at it. But it is not something, and it's not something where you need a new gun every time. My weapon of choice, and you can ask Raven one, because this is one I would carry all the time, is his Glock 17. This is my weapon of choice. No frills. Well, actually, there's a lot of frills on this one, but it's set up, and it's like it was made for me. And that's what I carry. And I'm happy with it. I'm happy with it. I have other guns. This is the go-to, and I go to it every day. We'll be right back. This is going to be the last break for the hour. When we get back, what am I going to talk about? We're going to talk about an NBA coach who needs to shut up. This is Lock and Load.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Performance Made in the USA Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com for weapons you want without any delays.
Go check them out. During the TK show, which is a podcast, somehow or other, the Golden State Warriors head coach, Steve Kerr, was there on a podcast. This must be a sports podcast. I don't listen to it. Arguing for gun control and blasting the outdated Bill of Rights. Steve Kerr, his father was killed by a jihadi back in the 90s. Okay? In the Middle East. So it wasn't about gun control in that particular case. It was about terrorism. But that's all beside the point for Steve Kerr. He criticized Congress for not passing background checks for every gun sale in the wake of the Orlando terror attack, which is everybody's rallying cry right now, despite Omar Mateen passing a background check for his rifle and indeed his job and his handgun. And he also passed a waiting period for his handgun, although I don't think that's true because I don't know if in Florida they have waiting periods for handguns. I need to corroborate that. Kerr said, according to the East Bay Times, let's have some checks. It's easier to get a gun than it is a driver's license, and it's insane. And as somebody who's had a family member shot and killed, it just devastates me every time I read about this stuff, like what happened in Orlando. And then it's even more devastating to see the government just cowing to the NRA and going to this totally outdated Bill of Rights, right to bear arms. You know, if you want to own a musket, fine, but come on. Now, his father was shot and killed by Islamists, in 1984, while teaching at the American University in Beirut in 1984. Here we have Coach Kerr responding to that loss in the Orlando attack by seeking more and more gun control on law-abiding Americans. And in so doing this, he's missing three important points. The common denominator in both of those attacks was an Islamist. The Orlando nightclub was a gun-free zone. It had 100% gun control. And the Orlando gunman not only passed a background check for his gun, but he had his Florida security officer license and his statewide firearm license. The acquisition of those licenses included a mental evaluation. So he wants more gun control for law-abiding citizens. And he also qualifies that right to bear arms as fine if you want to own a musket. But he does not say whether he will be encouraging NBA security and the police they contract to carry muskets instead of Glocks, SIGs, and AR-15s. Sports figures, folks, are entertainers like me. They are not examples. Okay? They are examples of being paid and taking a game and turning it into a business. All right? They are an example of a way to take a young man and use him up. And then, you know, how many times do you hear about these guys that make hundreds of millions of dollars and 2-3 years after they're out of the game, they're bankrupt. So, I mean, it's fleeting. It's fleeting. But they are entertainers, to say the least. And there is no most. And at the same time, they're saying in the chat room, Florida has a 3-business-day wait for a sidearm. Exempt with a CWL license from its fingerprint background check. So, Paladin, would that include somebody that had a statewide firearm license and was a security guard? Would he have to wait for that, too? So, okay, so he doesn't like guns. I gotcha. Now then, I know lots of people are trying to figure out the formula to have a reasonable conversation about guns. But here comes the story of Kyler Schmitz. He's a Virginia-based Uber driver who's been arrested and imprisoned over threatening tweets to Senator Roy Blunt, Republican from Missouri. Schmitz, who is gay, sent these tweets days after Omar Martin executed the horrific shooting at the Pulse nightclub, and it caught the eye of Capitol Police. So in the hours after Schmitz posted some of the messages, authorities used an automated license plate reader to track down his car, which was within 2 blocks of the U.S. Capitol. Schmitz admitted to sending the tweets. His partner, Paul Cianciolo, told WRC, but he said that the tweets were nothing more than parody and satire. His defense attorney deemed the messages inartful political discourse on the topic of gun control. U.S. Capitol Police argued in a court filing that Schmitz intended to make a direct threat to a U.S. senator, according to WRC. He's accused of threatening other members of Congress with another tweet in which he wrote, "I can't wait to shoot you in the face one by one." I'm laughing because his lawyer said that it was inartful political discourse. "I can't wait to shoot you in the face one by one." A judge ordered Schmitz held Monday until future court proceedings. "I don't know how you read these tweets in any way, but it's threatening," the judge told Schmitz. Now, here's what I will say about this. When liberals are talking about threatening to assassinate members of Congress, it's different. This is a way to start conversations on gun control, but it's pure unadulterated junk. Just like it's absurd to say that Mateen attacked Pulse, which catered to the gay community because of conservative Republicans, which the Huffington Post said. Orlando's openly lesbian city commissioner, Patty Sheehan, a formidable longtime activist for LGBT, has been in the national spotlight for the past 2 weeks, fighting to make sure the media don't take the focus off of the victims. So in an interview with on SiriusXM, she said she's angry that many GOP politicians won't even say the words LGBT or gay, and were thereby attempting to straightwash the targets of the attack. She also had a message for those GOP politicians who both have voted against LGBT rights and voted against gun safety measures, yet expressed sympathy for the victims. This was a terrorist attack. Call it what you want to. Call it what you want to. Getting out there and trying to further your political agenda on the bloody backs of these people, which if they were LGBT, gay, you know, the trisexual, I don't care. They were Americans, and they were killed by an Islamic jihadi. And if we look at it as anything else, we're missing the point. We're missing the point. And they could have stopped him. They could have stopped him. But they didn't want to be, they wanted to be politically correct, so they didn't stop him. They took him off the list. So this isn't about me as a member of the conservative side of the aisle being out there and being a bigot. I don't, you know, as far as I'm concerned, on the Christian, you know, on my Christian part of it, I will let somebody else judge whoever they judge when that time comes. It's not for me to do. Right now, I'm just an American sitting here looking at a bunch of other Americans who got murdered, saying that that shouldn't have happened. And for all these others that are going to be distractions and everything else, they're part of the problem. And I can look at them with this completely dispassionate view of this because I am, when it comes to certain combat matters, I'm borderline sociopathic, and it doesn't bother me to be calm and dispassionate about it. So, but by all means, let's go ahead and obfuscate as we go along and call it everything except what it is. Let's call it everything but what it is. It was a terrorist attack brought on by a 7th century ideology that intends to make us all submit or die. And being a Muslim does not mean you're exempt from that. There's plenty of Muslims killed in the name of jihad. So I'm a little reluctant to pile on all the Muslims, but I know of some that fight them, but it's all beside the point. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember, it has never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. Folks, this has been Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.